take a break from the news for a moment and talk sports news anyway with David Mark, the ABC's national sport editor. Hello, David.
Hello, Fran.
Well, it was a game for the ages, the first State of Origin match last night.
It really was an absolutely thrilling game at Lang Park. Queensland won by 18 points to 14, but it was a really topsy-turvy affair. It was 8-0 at half-time to New South Wales off the back of one try to Josh Morris, but that really didn't tell the story because Queensland had two tries disallowed. They blew another two, so they were well and truly in the game, and in the second half they just went rampant. They scored 18 unanswered points as the forwards really got on top and the backs gave a masterclass. There was a turning point, Fran, when the Blues' Latrell Mitchell was sin-binned for 10 minutes. He was holding back Matt Gillette as he tried to chase down a kick. And during that time, Dane Gagai scored two tries, including one 95-metre sprint from an intercept and an acrobatic leap. And
two also tries in 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. They went crazy at that point. And to be fair, Latrell Mitchell wasn't having a great game and they were really targeting him as well. New South Wales did manage to score one late try, which they converted to make the score 18-14, but that was all they could muster. And for Queensland, the young fullback Kalyn Ponga was absolutely brilliant, particularly in the second half, as was James Tedesco for New South Wales in the first half, but his dominance wasn't enough. So Queensland are now 1-0 up in the series, and the match goes to Perth, which is a neutral venue. So look, they're placed really, really well. And I think I heard last night the statistic was that for the team that wins the first game of State of Origin, they win the series something like 70% of the time.
All right, well, we'll see. Talking tennis, what now? Ashley Barty at the French Open, because it rained all night.
It did rain all night, and that's going to make things really hard for her, albeit it'll make things really hard for all of her competitors too. It means if she's going to go off and win the competition, she has to play three matches in 3 days. And that's a pretty tight turnaround, but these are all very elite athletes, so of course they'll manage it. So she's looking to play Madison Keys tonight, or very early French time, so it'll be 8 o'clock Sydney time, for a place in the semi-final. But she took some time out, by the way, during the rain to tweet her support of her beloved Queensland, because she was obviously watching the State of Origin, so at least she got to do that, got something out of the rainy day in Paris.
I suppose you do wonder, though, how it puts them off their stride and their rhythm, but as you say, all her opponents are in the same boat, I suppose, so anyway, I'm sure she was barracking on the Queenslanders. I'm sure she'll be barracking on the Matildas too. We're going to hear from Matilda up next. David, thank you very much.
Excellent. Cheers, Fran.
David Mark. More sports news with David coming up. And David Mark joins us now with some more sports news. David, hello there.
Hello, Fran.
So what happened overnight in the Cricket World Cup, David?
Well, there was a couple of games. Firstly, India defeated South Africa by 6 wickets. South Africa scored 9 for 227. Chris Morris top scored with 42. And Yuzvendra Chahal took 4 wickets for 51 runs. But then India knocked off the runs fairly easily for the loss of just 4 wickets. Opener Rohit Sharma top scored with a magnificent 122. So now India are on the board. That was their first game. But South Africa have played 3 and lost them all. And given the way that this World Cup is run, every team plays every team, so it's a long tournament, Fran, a very long tournament. But at the end, there'll be 4 teams who make the semis, and South Africa, who are, you know, one of the strong teams in world cricket, have pretty much ruled themselves out. They've lost all 3 of their games. Just briefly, in the other match, New Zealand defeated Bangladesh by 2 wickets. Bangladesh scored 244. New Zealand scored 248, with Ross Taylor top scoring. He made 82. And tonight, Australia play the West Indies, and that's promising to be a really good game. There's already been some of the pre-game banter with Australia's Pat Cummins talking about Chris Gayle, the West Indian who's been playing everywhere around the world in T20 tournaments. He's calling him Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide. Mm. And David, why has the feud between AFL Nathan Buckley and his former coach Mick Malthouse suddenly got so nasty?
Yeah, well, we talked about this yesterday, remember, when Mick Malthouse was inducted into the AFL Hall of Fame, one of just 6 people to be inducted this year. He gave an interview to theafl.com about the time when he was going to do a coaching sort of succession plan at Collingwood. He was coaching Collingwood. He won a premiership and the plan was for him to hand over to Nathan Buckley. But he told AFL.com that the idea was to have a coach as director, but he, Buckley, didn't want me in the box. He didn't want me on the bench and he didn't want me talking to the coaches. Now, yesterday, Buckley gave an interview, and Nathan Buckley, you must remember, is normally very steady and very even-handed, but he gave an interview about Malthouse, and he said, "I'm one of the bodies on the side of the road. I've got great respect for Mick in some areas. He's always been himself. He's never really cared for what people think of him. Rat cunning, a master manipulator, and he got success from all of that." And then he said, "Mick and I don't get on." Who knew?
I think that's the understatement of the year. Rat cunning and a master manipulator. All right, David, thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran.